Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. There he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
So here we are today on this All Saints Sunday. All Saints Day was actually celebrated on November 1st, but instead of naively expecting you all to show up on a Wednesday, we're honoring All Saints Day today. Now, some of you may be asking, well, Pastor Joseph, why on earth are we talking about the saints? I thought we were in a Lutheran church. We are, don't worry. Setting the clocks back this week didn't confuse me that much. It was nice, though. But we in the Lutheran Church recognize saints as well, maybe a little differently than how they are understood in, say, pop culture or venerated in the Catholic Church, but still we recognize them. And this alternate understanding of sainthood comes from this Lutheran idea or belief of the priesthood of all believers. And that is to say that all those who are baptized in the same spirit that proceeds from God the Father are just as worthy as anybody else as bearing the grace of God that is found in Jesus Christ. That is to say that all have been made equal in the eyes of God through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is not a single person here who is more capable of receiving and giving God's love than anybody else. I am not more capable than anybody else here, including some of our children. And frankly, most days, they are probably better at it than I am. And probably most of us, right? Just as Jesus Christ took our sins upon himself, we too, in a happy exchange, as Luther would call it, receive Christ's righteousness. We live our lives with this borrowed sainthood that we have received through the death and resurrection. And now you may be going, well, that all sounds nice, but I don't really feel any more saint-like than I did 3 minutes ago. There's this other saying that we are simultaneously saint and sinner. We, yes, receive this righteousness from God through the Spirit in Jesus Christ, but we also recognize that we are still indeed human. We are going to mess up every single day, for some of us every hour or minute or second if we're real lucky. We were reminded that we carry our baptism with us that does not run out. I could go over to the font and I could empty the water before us and make a mess. But the Spirit of God that resides in you will never run dry in the same way. So each day in our sinfulness, we are reminded that we are in constant need of forgiveness. and we receive this as often as we ask for it. We are told that God's mercy is endless. And for that, I continue to say, thanks be to God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Now, as you came into the sanctuary today, perhaps you noticed the small fire hazards that we have going in the back there. And you may be asking, then what's the deal with those? Well, the sainthood that we recognize in our baptism is the one that we recognize that goes with us throughout our whole lives, even beyond the grave, as we are welcomed into the loving arms of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because we believe that it is indeed Christ who defeated the power of sin and death, and who has the power and might to raise us once again with him eternally. That when we die, we may die in flesh, but that we do not die in spirit. Instead, we live with Jesus Christ and all those who have gone before us. That though our bodies grow weak and tired, we live on. There is hope, dear ones, in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. In our final resting place, we are reminded of these words, that if we are indeed baptized into a baptism like his, then surely we'll be raised again in a resurrection like his. From baptism to the grave. And we got this experience last week in such a concrete way as we gathered together to welcome our newest and youngest member. But then just a few days before, also had to say goodbye to one of our eldest and longest standing members. So today we recognize all of the saints, those who crawl, walk, run, use a wheelchair or walker, or can no longer get out of bed, and those who have gone to be with our Savior before us. We recognize the gifts that each of you are to this community, and the gifts of those who have died before us. Most of all, we remember their faithfulness, for without it, this community would have ceased to have existed. It is the faithfulness of our parents, our grandparents, maybe even some of our great-grandparents, our uncles, our aunts, who have made this place to be one where the love of God can continue to be preached, heard, and taught. It is in their teachings about the love of God and the Holy Spirit of God that we can gather today in this place to proclaim that Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. But let us not confuse their love of God with the love of the way things used to be. If you recall from last week, I mentioned that there needs to be a balance between the wisdom of the eldest among us and the cries of pain and cries of change from the youngest among us. When faced with change in the church, it is not uncommon to hear, but this is the way it has always been. Some of you have probably heard this said, or perhaps you have even said it yourself. Now, there's nothing wrong with loving the way that things have been done. There is nothing wrong with loving tradition. We are Lutheran, after all. It can't be avoided. And in a 1989 interview, Jaroslav Pelikan, a scholar of history of Christianity and church, said this about the difference between tradition and traditionalism, saying that tradition is the living faith of the dead. Traditionalism is the dead faith of the living. Tradition lives in conversation with the past while remembering where we are and when we are, and that it is we who have to decide. Traditionalism supposes that nothing should ever be done for the first time, so that all that is needed to solve any problem is to arrive at a supposedly unanimous testimony of this homogenized tradition. Now, it is no secret that some things have changed since my arrival here in August. Some of these changes have been met with enthusiasm, and some have been met with great concern. Now, I want you to really spend some time thinking about these words, that tradition is the living faith of the dead, and traditionalism is the dead faith of the living. What are we holding on to simply because it was done by the saints before us? And what are we holding on to because it is still the best way for us to worship and honor God? Do we refuse to let go because it connects us only to what was done before, to the faith of our youth? Or because we continue to receive God's grace in a way that we otherwise could not? Are some of the things we do only because that's how Grandma Josie did it before us? You who hear this message here today, you are worthy of the sainthood as any others who have gone before us. You are bearers of the Spirit of Jesus Christ just as much as anybody else who has ever worshiped in this space. You get to decide together as a community what that will look like best, and allow this to be a space that is truly for all who believe that they have been saved through this never-ending grace of God. The best way for you to honor the time and energy that those who have come before us have given to this place is by continuing to be in conversation with God and the community which you have been baptized into and that you find yourself in today. You get a chance to remember them through something much greater than any material thing that has been left behind, but instead by worshiping in the same spirit and faith as they did. You have been empowered by the Holy Spirit of God to continue this amazing work of all of the saints. You have been found in this love of God that holds you close in all of your pain, in all of your sorrows, that calls you blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell and the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church, or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.